Been quite the week in the grain trade. Swings daily from headlines that doesn't change today. Overnight, we were mostly mixed corn, soybeans, and wheat, but as the day session arrived, wheat started to slump and was the albatross dragging the grain trade from that mixed trade to a lower trade with losses of 16 cents in Chicago, 10 cents in Kansas. We're still above the lows made yesterday morning on news that President Putin said, yeah, he'd be open to a peace initiative, but whatever happens, he's not giving up the Donbass and Crimea. Well, today, news is Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are en route to Moscow to talk to Putin tomorrow, and then on to Kyiv to visit with Zelensky on Sunday. Now, these are the same guys that were there in January, didn't get anything done. These are the same guys that tried to broker an Iranian-U.S. End to the war. That didn't happen. Well, now they're going to try this again. But the problem is they have to basically go to Zelensky and tell him, you know what, you're going to have to pull your line in the sand that you're not giving up the Donbass or giving up Crimea, which, by the way, Crimea, they voted to join Russia back in 2014 or 2015. You can go ahead and check the history on that. That said, he wants to be president forever because as soon as the war is over, well, he has to have elections. He can't have martial law anymore, and the people want him out. So the talk is going to be with Zelensky more than Putin to get things worked out. And of course, the statement from President Putin is they also have to stop bombarding his refineries, which of course Ukraine has learned that's their Achilles heel. So they don't want to stop that either. So headlines drag us lower. The trends are higher. The carryouts are all both drifting for corn and soybeans. We have that USDA crop report next Friday coming out where they'll take another crack at what they think the yields are out there versus what people are guessing it to be. Also Monday, no markets. So we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Grain trade currently, the weakness in the wheat led by Chicago December off 16 and three quarter cents at 737 and a half. Kansas December's lower by 10 and a quarter at 805 and a quarter. Minneapolis December down 15 and a quarter, 750 and a quarter, while March gives up 15 and a half cents to 767 and a half. Now in the corn trade, it's been unchanged numerous times a day. Snapshot right now down 3.5 cents because of wheat, 537 and a quarter. March corn lower by 3 and a quarter, 552 and a half. The soybean trade, which is up about, at the moment, 23 cents on the week, it is lower by 5 1/4 cents at 13.11. We are closing to beans in the teens on a weekly settlement. Jan beans are down 5 1/4, 13.26 and a quarter. The March contract off 5 3/4 at 13.31. Now looking at the cattle trade, we have box beef. I'm going to pull it up here quick. We have the box beef trade choice is down $1.87 right now, 375.03, while select jumps $3.51, 354.23. We'll see what the afternoon box beef does. Currently 69 loads. Feeder index stopped bleeding. It's up 53 cents today, 328.80, which at one time here today, September feeders were within a dollar or so of kissing that price, but then fell away. We have news that President Trump is signing an executive order this afternoon, likely country of origin labeling. Now, friendly for consumer consumption, to find out where their beef is coming from. I mean, after all, look at the tag in your underwear. It tells you where it was made. So if you can find out where my underwear comes from, don't you think I'd like to find out where my meat comes from? But it's thought that the packers are going to pass that whole cost on to the producer. So that's why the cattle trade's softer here today, but still well off the weekly lows. October cattle down $1.15, $2.13.15. December cattle losing $1.17. $214.95, while February cattle down $1.02 at $216.70. Over in the feeder cattle market, September down $1.65 to $324.20. October's lower by $1.15, $319.95. November just down 57 cents, $314.72. Even January is only down 30 cents at $307.67. Hogs tried to rally today. Forget it. Give it up. Even with pork cut out 14 cents higher to 91.26, they buried hogs, giving up big gains on the week. Down $1.15 for October, 82.30. December down $1.57, 72.35. Metals, they're lower today. Jobs numbers this morning considered positive, so it kind of pushes back on any thought of interest rate reductions. Well, that never was on the table, but It's plausible they could do interest rate increases. And we'll see. But for today, gold down $67, $4,472. Silver, December, down $1.12, $66.58. And then we move over to the Bitcoin September contract. That's down $2,265, $79,815. Obviously, the job report was friendly for the dollar. December dollar's up 21 cents at $99.32. Now, in the energy markets, heading into a weekend, diesel fuel is expensive, but it's lost a little bit of its pricing again here today. Meanwhile, we're rolling into the weekend mixed on the contracts. We have crude oil down 31 cents for October, $91. November's up 3 cents, $88.06. Products are mixed. Gasoline is up 7 cents a gallon on the October contract, $3.20 and a quarter cents, while diesel fuel is down 6.5 cents a gallon, $4.52 and a half cents. Any questions? We're here to help. Our phone numbers, they're at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a profitable day, and we'll see you on Tuesday of next week.